Today on Press TV, in Yemen, regime forces have opened fire on protesters in the capital Sana'a. At least 35 demonstrators have been killed, while 700 others have been injured. This comes as Yemenis continue to rally to call for the fall of Ali Abdullah Saleh's regime. Moroccans have once again taken to streets to demand social justice in the North African kingdom. Protesters in several cities also called for an end to corruption. They said the recently passed constitution proposed by the king does not curb his powers far enough. Libyan revolutionaries continue to advance on fugitive former ruler Muammar Gaddafi's hometown Sirte. They've now seized the small town of Amriya. The revolutionaries are meanwhile facing strong resistance in Bani Walid, another Gaddafi stronghold. The revolutionaries say they suffered many casualties on Sunday. Saudi-backed Bahraini regime forces have attacked protesters once again. This is tens of thousands of people took to the streets for the mass funeral of a protester who died in hospital. Activists say the number of demonstrators killed since February has risen to 41. Three more US-led foreign troops have been killed in southern Afghanistan. NATO says two of its soldiers died in a bomb blast. Another trooper died after a militant attack on Saturday. 440 foreign troops, most of them American, have been killed in Afghanistan so far this year. Saudi diplomats have reportedly evacuated Riyadh's mission in Afghanistan for security reasons. The move comes days after the Taliban launched a brazen attack in the heart of Kabul. Militants targeted the NATO headquarters and the US embassy, among other targets in the Afghan capital. A 6.9 magnitude quake has rocked Nepal and northeastern India. Over a dozen people have been killed and scores more injured. At least three people caught in a wall collapse at the British embassy in the Nepalese capital Kathmandu lost their lives. Several areas are experiencing power and phone service outages. And the UN has appealed for $357 million to help the millions of people affected by floods in Pakistan. The floods have damaged hundreds of thousands of homes and destroyed millions of acres of crops. More than 220 people have been killed in Pakistan's southern Sindh province. Those are the latest here on Press TV.